the report about Tryphaena. During one of my many debates with Theophilus, he said that God Almighty created men and women in his image. If this is true, I argued, then surely Tryphaena has a good side if only we look hard enough. Maybe so, Cleopatra, he said. But can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard its spots? Neither can they do good who are accustomed to doing evil. He and I and Olympus once spent hours reasoning together on this subject, but in the end they both agreed I would never be able to trust Tryphaena. Now that she is dead, I need worry no longer. And yet, her murder means it would be even easier for the Romans to conquer Egypt. All they would need to do is quickly kill father and me. This thought makes me frantic to leave Rome, now, while we are still alive. I asked father if Tryphaena's death means we can return to Alexandria. Oh, yes, daughter, soon. His eyes were clear, he looked alert. I enjoy my father when his high spirits are from good news, not good wine. But I do not think he understands the danger we are in. Thus, I was quiet when we spoke to Atticus.